嗨，各位亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的轻松美语口语训练，马上邀请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
Hey， 各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是小高老师。So happy to be here because I've just had such a wonderful life my whole life. My mom and dad were so good to me, so of course I'm happy today.
呀，这是什么态度啊？这是什么状态呀？一来就秀自己有父母的爱呀，这是拉仇恨吧，小高。
That's right. I've had a very, very wonderful, wonderful life. Although I shouldn't say I was spoiled. I can't say I was spoiled. But my mom and dad were very, very good to me. And I do believe it has positively influenced my 积极的态度。
哎呀，小高，你刚才一说到一个单词叫 spoiled。
Yeah, spoiled, spoiled. If you're spoiled, it means that, at least we use this in English, to mean that mom and dad might have given you too much of something. Now, whether it be love and attention...or maybe they gave you too many presents or toys when you were growing up, or maybe too much money. Do you guys have this type of 概念 in Chinese?
我想啊，只要有父母有孩子的地方，应该都一定会有这样的一种概念吧。
是
spoiled. 那这个词你能不能用你万能的中文来翻译一下，到底是个什么意思啊？
Okay, let's see here. I know you guys in Chinese, you have 宠坏了。Can I say 宠坏了？
哎呀，宠。不仅是宠，而且是宠坏了，
right.
是宠多了，宠过了。
That's right. So I should, 强调 that spoiled, if a child is spoiled, right, it is a 贬义词 right? It literally means that the child, his behavior or his character, his 素质 right, has been corrupted or has been, negatively influenced because at this point, he now expects to be given...As opposed to sharing and as opposed to working for it, this child now expects to, receive something that maybe he doesn't deserve. The way I think about it is, there's many spoiled kids in America, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Many, 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 regardless if they're, single children or not. You know, some have many brothers and sisters and they can still be very spoiled. I think one of the reasons for spoiling a child is maybe the mom and dad, they don't know, how to take care of their kid, or maybe they work a lot, and so they think, well, 我最起码可以就是给很把他给很多东西，然后在我不在他身边的时候，也许他会更喜欢我，或者我就可以弥补我不在他身边的时间或者什么的。
所以刚才小高老师啊，就给我们解释了一下这个 spoil 这个单词的概念，我觉得还真的挺复杂的。主要呢是来自父母那种对你一种过多的关爱，哈，过多的一种给予，对吧
？That's right. That's right.
哎，那你说这个词，它既然有这种贬义的意思，它过多了、过分了，甚至改变了孩子的品质，那么这个词语可不可以用在，比如说，恋人之间呢？或者是你关爱的人之间呢
？Well, I think you can. I think you definitely can. That's a really good point. So.Today, you don't, the word is not only reserved for children, right? In fact, it's interesting. We can use it for animals.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my mother and father definitely, they admit that they spoiled, their two dogs. But we can use it, yes, for a boyfriend could spoil his girlfriend with love, right? It's like me, Isla, right? Maybe she gets too much love from her. Or maybe the boyfriend is just very, very dafang, very generous, and he gives her whatever she wants, you know? So, I think here it's debatable, you know? Is it wrong to be very dafang and stuff like that? I don't think so. I think it's different with the kid, right? If you give the kid everything they want before they learn that, a lot of these things they have to work for, it could have a negative effect. But you know what? I think I'm guilty of spoiling my girlfriend. Now she would never, object to this. I think that's something that makes her happy.
你我觉得你说的对。你说这个宠爱的一方是吧？
Yeah.
你去宠爱别人的那一方，你肯定是心里也有克制不住的那种倾向啊。
Definitely.
我就想对你好，怎么地吧？反正我也不求回报，对不对？
Oh, definitely.
但是被宠爱的那一方肯定也没有什么怨言，也觉得说，哎呀，你对我好，那不好啊，再对我好点，再对我好点，就是双方就是一个愿打，一个愿挨嘛，那种症状、
right.
是不是？
Oh, absolutely. I think that you know, parents or whoever's doing the spoiling, they definitely get something out of it too, right? It's you know, wuka forenda.
Mm.
They must feel wonderful to see the smile on the other person's face and to know that at least temporarily they've brought happiness and pleasure to this person's life.
其实 spoil 我觉得是一个人之常情。
Yeah.
真的，只要有人的地方，有感情的地方，就一定会有这种过多的和过度的情感。
That's right.
尤其是在父母和孩子身上呢，是体现得更加的强烈。因为父母要为孩子提供一些基本的生存的需要。
That's right.
提供一些，就是说父母身上带给他们的爱。
Yeah.
所以一旦你把握不好，很可能就会过度了。如果你有很多钱，他父母就会给你很多钱。那如果你有很多爱，那么父母就会给你很多爱，是不是就这样了？
Absolutely. Now, you know, I'm totally curious. When you were growing up, did mom and dad spoil you?
哎，你说我们俩来探讨一下这个话题啊。
Yeah.
哎呀，我觉得我从小长到大呢，父母还真的没有 spoil me.
Yeah.
甚至很想被 spoil 一次，但是好像都没有这个机会。
Sure.You know what? It's funny you say that. When I was growing up, just like you, I had friends who were spoiled, and I used to think, oh, I would love to be spoiled like them. Look, they have all these, like, 视频游戏啊，好多钱啊，好多自行车呀，好多玩具啊。But you know, I've grown up now, and I look back, and I think, you know...It's a good thing that my parents didn't spoil me at that time because, hey, maybe it would have negatively affected my character today.
所以你差不多跟我是一种类型的人，是不是啊？
That's right, that's right.
其实我们小时候啊，就是像我们这样的人的话，小时候呢，虽然说没有得到那种好像感觉自己觉得还不够似的。
That's right.
但是你突然有一天你会发现，你自己获得来的东西你会非常珍惜。
That's right.
我在想，如果我想的是我爸妈就是 spoiled me, 然后什么都给我买，什么我什么都有啊
yeah,
什么的，
yeah.
那我可能也许就没有什么追求了。
yeah,
我就觉得什么东西都太容易了，那我还要干嘛呢？
That's right.
那就这样就好了，我就依靠爸爸妈妈，反正过一辈子就好了。
That's right.
那我干嘛还要自己有梦想有理想呢？我不需要这些。
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know the word that you used, I think is perfect. I think it's the word.Is so critical. You said 珍惜, right? If you're spoiled, it must be so hard to understand how to cherish things, right? Yeah, how would you even begin to cherish anything if everything was just given to you?Right from the beginning, right?
啊，所以关于你对一些东西的价值，你可能不会很好的认识到了。
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I remember, if you guys remember how good of a mother Jing Jing was to our dogs. We had some dogs, some stray doggies.That Jing Jing rescued last year, actually. There was the mother, and then it had babies, and Jing Jing rescued the babies, too. And then it had more babies, and Jing Jing rescued them. And I saw a little bit of spoilment, but now I interpreted that to be...You loved those dogs.、You loved those dogs.
对、yeah. 去年、啊、跟一条流浪的小狗打交道、
yeah.
小狗老师总是说我哎呀 you spoiled the dog、
yeah.
他总说我溺爱、啊、宠把这个小狗狗给宠爱坏了、yeah. 我觉得这个很正常啊
yeah, yeah.
不过他这么说也让我去反思我是不是啊是不是干预的过多了或者是怎么样但是你知道吗真的是You can't help it.
Sure.
你情不自禁的、
exactly.
你很喜欢他然后你就情不自禁的会多付出。
Exactly. You know, and I agreed with Jing Jing. I thought, you know, those dogs, they had such a hard life. You know, they were born outside in the city. So I'm thinking, hey, they really deserve it. They really deserve this moment of love and happiness and eating whatever they want. I'm telling you guys, they ate better than me and you. Definitely.
这样的话这样一来大家听到就会发现哇晶晶的确是已经过分宠爱了这个小狗狗了哈。所以关于这个宠爱的话题呢我想大家一听我们说到这儿立马就会有想说的话就想哎呀自己的爸爸妈妈是不是曾经宠爱过自己呢
That's right.
或者是一点儿都不宠爱
That's right.
对自己非常的 strict, 非常的严格
That's right.
会说小高玩具妈不会给你买的。
Well, you know,
不会给你买的你要想的要的话你自己去买好了你自己花零用钱送报纸你去挣好了
Well, you know what, when I was little, I do remember a few times when I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old when my mom was taking me around a grocery store. I do remember this one time I saw a toy at the store and I remember crying because I wanted it. I remember my mom says, okay, and she bought me that toy. It was just a little, you know, little toy, a little wanju. But I do remember that, and I remember my mom, it must have hurt in her to see her kid crying, you know, and to see her kid in pain.
你是当时真的哭了吗？
Yeah.
你在场就哭了。
I wanted that toy, yeah. And it worked. My crying worked. So here's the other thing. Are kids smart enough to know that if they cry...They might be able to get something.
孩子会不会足够聪明，以至于他们知道会用各种手段去读解父母的内心，然后获得他们想要的东西。
See, I think so. I really, really think that at that time, I knew. 我懂事了。
你有方法了。
Definitely, yeah. If I cry right now, and if I show my mom how 可怜 I am, maybe, just maybe, she'll buy me that toy. And you know what? It worked.
可是你知道吗？在我妈身上这个一点都不起作用。
Okay,
我就跟那儿哭啊闹啊我妈都说不行这个不能给你买。
Oh, that's good, that's a good mom. That's really hard to do.
她真的当时我还不理解她我说你太狠心了我这么哭啊闹你都不给我买。但是我发现她教给了我一点。
Yeah.
就是什么东西是 what I really need.
That's right.
她教会了我什么东西是我真正需要的什么东西是我可要可不要的从而去除了人生很多不需要的东西。
That's very, very, very important because you learned a lesson, right? You learned a lesson. And think about it. What's more important, guys? A toy that you had like 30 years ago, 20 years ago, or knowledge that stays with you to this day?
啊对啊所以今天我们这个话题就要带领大家一起来讨论叫做 spoiled or not, which is better?
Yeah.
宠爱还是不宠爱、哪一个更好我们来探讨的是在你自己觉得这个程度上的一个比例哪一个更好
That's right.
你觉得哪一个更好
Well,
你觉得都好
Well, yeah, I think they're both good. But I think in the beginning of the show, we made our point clear that even though we want to be spoiled, we know thatIt's probably not best to be spoiled.
哎，我们还是心里还是隐隐的觉得，如果是被过度溺爱，可能是不那么好的。
It's just like ice cream, you know. Well, of course we want it, but we know we probably shouldn't have it, right?
对对。但是溺爱这件事情也是这样的，不是你想有想有就能有。
Yeah.
是吧
right.
但有的人呢因为他的得到的关爱不够所以他也希望别人能够溺爱他
That's right.
这些都是一些很奇特的一些人的心理啊
That's right.
来看我们今天的这两个对话当中两个好朋友他们各自有什么样的家庭遭遇呢、
mm-hmm.
好静静开始说
Hey, 小高 What was it like for you growing up?
Hey, 小高 What was it like? Like 就是什么样
That's right.、
What was it like? 是一个常见的句型就是什么什么东西呢是什么样那 for you growing up, 你长大的时候呢是怎么样的你这个成长的过程呢是怎么样的我可以这么理解吧
yeah, Absolutely.、
那你能造个句吗 What was it like for you?
Yeah.、what was it like for you growing up going to a private school?、right? Was it, yeah.
那如果你这个长大去一个私人学校这是一种什么样的感觉啊
That's right.、
是怎么弄的呀
That's exactly the type of life I had. It was at a 私人的学校
Oh, 你真的是去了私人学校啊
Yeah, yeah, And it was different because all my other friends, they went to public schools, and I went to the private school.
哟，那这个 private school 有什么不一样啊？
你觉
得好吗？
Well, everyone's different, right? So some public schools in America are good and some are bad, and just like private schools.一般来说 private schools, you have to pay a little bit of money, and they might be more strict.
Wow.
But the quality of education might be better. Although, again, it might not. And like I said, some public schools are just fine. But then again, some are not very good.
可是你的父母是不是从这能够看出他们还是很重视你的教育
Yeah, they really did.
你没有花钱让你去 private school.
That's
你想一想
right.
你看他们还不 spoil 你吗
It's a lot of money, yeah.
这绝对是 spoil, 好不好
Yeah, yeah but of course, a kid, you know, in my mind,
感觉不到这一些
Yeah, I'm not spoiled until I get my toys, until I get my pizza every night, until I get whatever I want, you know. So, I was given what I needed, and I was given more than that, a good education, but...
小孩子的眼中就是我要什么有什么那叫溺爱、
yeah.
可是他没有想到父母亲花了这么多高价让你去上一个好学校这也是一种关爱呀、
yeah. That's right.
是不是好这个句型 What was it like for you doing something
That's right.
就是什么什么事情对你来讲这个经历是怎么样的
That's right.
请你来描述一下这就是一个很好的问题了、好他说
I mean, did your parents give you a lot of attention?
I mean, did your parents give you a lot of attention?
Yeah.
Give somebody attention给某人太多的注意力那这个就是 spoil 的意思对不对
well, if you give too much attention, right, that's giving too much attention, then it could be, it could mean that, it could have that effect of spoiling somebody.
那当然在这儿呢，你说的是 give you a lot of attention.
That's right.
那你父母给你格外的注意吗？给你过多的注意力了吗？
That's right.
有没有呢？小刚说。
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. Opposite 就是相反的。
Yeah.
哎呀，正好相反。
That's right. So just the opposite. My parents worked a lot.
我的爸爸妈妈呀 worked a lot. 他们忙得不得了，他们整天都忙着他们的工作呢。
Yeah. I have more memories of my babysitter than I do of them.
I have more memories of 谁呢？我对谁的记忆更多呢？我的 babysitter. Babysitter 就是
Yeah, I guess 母
保姆
保姆 yes, right. I knew Moo was in there.
保姆
保姆 yeah. You know what, I should tell you guys, this is a 真实的故事。真实的故事。
哦，你小时候有保姆照看你啊？
Yeah.
哎，你的爷爷奶奶不照顾你吗？好像美国人没有这个习俗哈。
Right. Well, sometimes, but my grandma didn't take care of me until I got into college, actually. And when I got into college, then she started taking care of me. 奇怪不？
那你的 babysitter 是你打一出生开始他就照顾你吗？一直照顾到你上幼儿园吗？
哦、yeah, all the way till I was about, I don't know, 10, 11 years old.
这么长的时间啊？
Yeah.
所以你整天和他待在一起。
Exactly.
你还记得他的名字吗？
Her name was Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah, it was Jenny. Actually, we called her Jenny. It was Jenny.
难怪我们的对话当中这么多 Jennifer 出现啊。
That's right. Yeah.
原来是小高的 Nanny 的名字。
I never thought about that. But it's funny because just like in the movies, okay, she was a teenager at the time, right? She was a teenager.
她那个时候还是个年轻人。
Yeah, she was a teenager.
那她是做 part-time job.
Yeah, it was a part-time, you know, for her to make like 兼职工作生活费 you know, maybe she could take that money and go...to the movies with her friends or something like that.
在中国呀，我们要是说有保姆 babysitter 的话，
yeah.
一般来讲是年纪比较大的中年女性。
啊、是是。
但是在你们国家就是比较年轻的。
Yeah, they're...
可是年轻人他会照顾孩子吗？这是个问题啊。
Right, exactly. Right.
可是所谓的 babysitting 的话，他也不是说住在你家里，对吧
？That's right.
就是每天来几个小时工作就完了。
That's right.
是那样吧
？That's right.
你们现在还有联系吗？
No, I, last time I checked, she's gotten married and has a couple kids.
哦、oh, 还是挺幸福的哈
yeah,
自己的生活。哎这也是年轻人打工兼职的一种方式啊。
Yeah.
照看小 baby, 叫 babysitter.、
Yeah.
这里呢小高说哎呀我对我们家保姆的那个记忆呀、啊、than I do of them. 啊这个 of them 是谁呢
?Of my parents. My parents, yeah.
Than I do of them. 比我对爸爸妈妈的记忆呢还要多。所以你看你这童年。过的哈，
也、yeah, 过的还挺有意思的，
还真的还挺有意思的，
最起码说还挺有意思的。
对，你可以说I have more memories of my babysitter than I do of them
yeah,
of my parents、
yeah.。
对，跟这个 babysitter 还挺亲的。
Yeah.
啊，今天就继续问他说。
Well, did they spoil you rotten by buying you everything under the sun to make up for it?
这句话里面有好多的英语的俚语啊。
Uh,
要是小高老师不给你解释一下的话，你就听不懂这句话说什么。
That's right.
Spoil 我们都听懂了，就是浇灌嘛。那你这个 spoil you rotten 又是个怎么理解、啊、
？Okay, sure. So let me ask you this: if fruit or food becomes rotten, is that a good thing or bad thing?
当然是变坏了，变质了呀。
Exactly right. 变坏了 right? So if you are spoiled rotten, it literally means to be 宠坏了。
Oh.宠 rotten 了，宠坏了。
That's right, that's right.
把你 spoil you rotten, 把你宠坏了，那不跟汉语一模一样吗
？Yeah, it is. Isn't that interesting?
真的、啊、
，It's really.
他们宠坏了你吗 ？By 后面是一种方式，他们用什么方式宠坏你呢 ？Buying you something, 给你买东西，买什么呢
？Everything under the sun.
太阳下所有的东西
That's right.
太阳下能买到东西都给你买了
你想东西多吗在太阳下多不多
太多了
太多了
就是说要你要什么他们就给你买什么
要什么他们就给你买什么呀
所以这句话能够理解为他们都会在物质上浇灌你吗
That's right.
都会这样吗你想要什么就给你买什么啊？他们为什么要这么做呢 To
make up for it
好了 make up 是一个重点的短语
Yeah.
他的意思是
like 补偿 right?
对了补偿和弥补。
Interesting.
他们要弥补什么呢
yeah, Well, the lack of attention, right?
对
the lack of attention.
对了爸妈妈想通过物质的方式呢来弥补他们没有办法花时间陪你过童年。这句话就这个意思哈。一定要注意 spoil you rotten. 和 everything under the sun， 这是今天的两个关键的短语 keywords。好，继续往下。
No, they hardly bought me anything.
No, they hardly bought me anything. 这里有一个英文的副词叫做 hardly， 这个 adverb。
That's、
你知道这个 hardly 特别有意思。
That's right. Hardly is like, it's not 没有 but it's almost 没有。
但是又等于没有。
That's right, that's right, yeah, yeah. 就等要强调的是很少，就是差点没有。
其实就是没有。
其实就是没有。
对了，这个词是没有否定的意思。
yeah.
没有否定的这个字在里面。Hardly 是几乎没有。
Yeah.
但是实际上它强调的就是根本就没有。
Yeah, that's right.
一点都没有。叫 they hardly bought me anything. 买不买他们给我买东西了吗？买了没？没买。
That's right.
什么都没给我买。
Hmm.
他们几乎都没有给我买。
That's right.
They hardly bought me anything. 反正我记不住他们给我买了什么。
That's right.
你能记住吗？没记住。
我记不住啊，我记不住啊。
没买什么。
所以呢，你说他们给你买的东西有意义吗？
你都记不住哈。
我记不住。
记不住，那有意义吗？好，接下来往下说。
I had to work for the things I wanted.
I had to work for. Work for 就是
work for. I had to 自己找个工作赚钱。
哎，我呀，我需要什么？我得自己去挣。I had to work for the things I wanted. 从小就是独立。
That's right. That's right.
从小就是有自我生存能力啊，有独立方式。想要什么玩具啊？自己卖报纸挣钱啊。想要玩具啊，自己送牛奶啊。
嗯、that's right.
是吧
？And it's true. I was a paper boy growing up, actually. So, I think when I was 9 or 10 years old, I started delivering newspapers. And the reason I liked it is because at the end of the month, I could get a paycheck. It wasn't very big. It was about $120.
这么多钱啊
！Yeah, you know, so for a 10-year-old, that's a lot of money.
对一个十岁男孩来讲，在一个月能有120美元的收入。
You know how much candy I could buy with that?
那是土豪啊
！Yeah, and how much let's see, how many video games? Like two. yeah, but it was, hey, I really, really, really.
可是你从十岁开始就自己挣钱养活自己了。
That's right. That's right, yeah.
真厉害啊。Yeah. 所以呢你看小高就说如果我要什么 I have to work for the things I wanted.
That's right.
好了进行继续说。
Well, how do you think it affected you?
How do you think, 你怎么认为 it affected you? Affect 就是影响你。
That's right.
那这里指的就是你觉得这个方式会不会影响你成长是这个意思吧
That's right, exactly, yeah. 你带来了什么样的影响
嗯对你后来就长成现在的小高
Yeah.
有什么样的影响、
Ooh.
会不会当时如果不这样了现在就不是这个小高了
That's right. That's
也许在父母身边。
可能是完全另外一个小高可能是一个中高或者一个大高或者一个老高。
How do you think it affected you? 我们可以用这个句子去做很多的比喻啊就是这个事情会怎么影响你
That's right. So, how did the car crash affect you later in your life? Oh, well, later I always wore my seatbelt and I was a much more careful driver.
哎呀那场车祸呢如今对你造成了什么样的影响
That's right.
哎呀，那可自从那场车祸以后，我现在走哪儿我都得系着安全带。
嗯 ，That's right.
这意思吧？嗯，好，小高就说怎么样？我的影响
？Well, the good thing is that I became independent.
哎，好的事儿呢，就是好的一方面呢。The good thing is that I became independent. 我呀变得更加的独立了，这是必然的。
That's right. That's right.
这是必然的。
嗯，
父母这么做就是要让你更独立，能够独立的生活在这个世界上。
That's right. Now I just totally love the independent life. And in fact, to the point when I go back and visit my mom always tries and makes me breakfast and stuff like that. And for some reason, maybe because my独立性太强了、mm-hmm. I don't even like it even for little things like making me food or making me coffee. I have to do it. I have to do it. Isn't that weird?
你现在就算回家，妈妈给你做早餐和。
She has to, you know, yeah, and she feels like she has to because, you know, she's a mom. She's got to take care of her babies.
我跟你说 me too.
Really?
一样的。
So do you like being taken care of by mom?
开始有点不适应了
yeah, yeah.
有点。但是你一想、yeah. 她是你的母亲
That's
是吧、
right. 她也有需要照顾自己的孩子。Yeah, 我懂了你懂了。
对对对对
大家都
懂了。你
懂了
你懂了就是这样的。Yeah.然后过几天你就适应了
That's right
然后呢爸妈不在身边你又不习惯了
That's right
那种感觉、
That's、
所以呢、
right.
好的地方就是呢我变得更加独立了哈那不好的呢
And the bad thing
And the bad thing、
嗯、
有不好的吗有吗有肯定有
Every now and then, I wonder if I didn't get enough love growing up.
Every now and then, 这个要不要讲一下呀，是粗体字。
Yeah, every now and then, it's like, sometimes, 有的时候 it's sort of like 有的时候 every now and then, 时不时的。
偶尔、
yeah.
哎、偶尔一下。
Yeah, like for example, let's see, Bob, do you go to the gym a lot? Every now and then.
Every now and then, 大概频率是多长时间？
Yeah.
一周一次？
Yeah. 两周一次？
就是想起来就去一次那种。
Yeah, that's every now and then.
Every now and then, 这一会儿那一会儿、
that's、
意思就是说、
right.
偶尔啊，不经常的偶尔、yeah. 偶尔 I wonder, 我在想，想什么呢、
If I didn't get enough love growing up.
哎，我没有得到足够多的爱。
That's right.、
I didn't get enough love growing up.就是爸爸妈妈呢什么要求都不满足你反而让孩子觉得他们到底爱不爱我呀
well, you'll have to wonder that.
哎，这一定是你的真实的想法。
Yeah, maybe. So you'll be wondering this, or I'll be wondering this. Hey.
我要什么妈都不给我买爸也不给我买他们到底还喜不喜欢我呀
Yeah.
就这种意思哈。
有意思不
是啊、so I didn't get enough love growing up.
That's right.